Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
In Psalm 37, I believe it is, it says, take delight in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. You know, I think I learned that a long, long time ago, even as a teenager. And it's interesting how that has sort of flourished in my heart over the years. And it gets to the point where I say, Lord, here are the desires of my heart. And if any of these desires would be detrimental to my spiritual health and well-being or anything that would cause an obstacle between you and me, start removing that desire. I mean, that's only the only way I can reconcile that verse. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think there's a two-part thing there. I mean, I think delighting ourselves in the Lord, there's this whole aspect like, yes, Lord, any desire in my heart that does not choose to delight in you, the delights in things that are less than you, then yes, root those out. But then also give me greater desires. Give me more holy desires so that when God will give you the desires of your heart, sometimes we think like I have the desires and then God grants all of my requests as I, you know, pray those desires. Instead of saying, you know, maybe my heart, again, to go back to that garden metaphor, God, plant the good desires in my heart that please you. Maybe God wants to do things in us we don't even recognize yet. Maybe God is going to put a desire in our heart to adopt a child, to start a new business. I mean, it doesn't have to be even something that looks so overtly, explicitly spiritual, but it's a desire that he gives us and that ultimately will glorify him.
Mm-hmm. You know, Paul never seemed to pray for anyone's circumstances to improve. He always prayed that they would know him better.
You know, I think sometimes, like, I look at Philippians 4, or even just the whole letter of Philippians, and I think that there are circumstantial ways that Paul does pray, but he's always praying, keeping in mind that the greatest good that God can form in us, because we don't have control of our circumstances. I can pray for my circumstances to change. I can pray for certain outcomes and certain situations, but ultimately I don't have control, and I don't know even what God's going to do, and sometimes, a lot of times I don't understand what he does, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's something happens in my circumstances that totally doesn't make sense in terms of my own wisdom, but yet I can always be looking to be made the kind of person who's content. And that contentment, again, to kind of go back to an earlier part of our conversation, doesn't mean I'm numb to desire. I want nothing. It means that I want and yet am surrendered to receive whatever it is that God chooses to give.
Mm-hmm.
And that I receive it in that spirit of gratitude and praise and really a sense of believing, yes, Lord, you're good and you're wise. I don't know why you're choosing to give this to me now. But I'm going to trust you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think sometimes, again, we think of contentment like, oh, I'll never pray about circumstances because those don't really matter. Or, you know, I'm just sort of like flatlined emotionally. No, I think we can really bring sincere requests to God because that's what Paul says to do in Philippians.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.